When Jon Bon Jovi agreed to let director Gautam Chopra follow him with a documentary camera to delve into the history of his band, Bon Jovi, he didn't anticipate it would catch him at a major low point in his career. The band was launching a tour, and despite doing all he could do to be vocally ready, the "Livin' on a Prayer" singer struggled through songs and couldn't hit the notes the way he used to. Critics noticed and wrote about it. A review from Pioneer Press in St. Paul, Minnesota, said, "It felt like he had forgotten how to sing." In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Bon Jovi said the reaction at the time was heartbreaking. After exhausting holistic options, he saw a doctor who said one of his vocal cords was atrophying. This was unique. It wasn't a nodule. The strong vocal cord was pushing the weak one around, and suddenly, my inabilities were just exacerbated, said Bon Jovi. He underwent major surgery and is still recovering. Every day is sort of like doing curls with weights and just getting them both to be the same size and to function together. This year has been a turning point. In February, he performed for an audience for the first time since his surgery at the Musi Cares Person of the Year benefit gala, where he was also named Person of the Year. The band's next album, Forever, hits stores June 7, and its first single, Legendary, is out now. The four-part, Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story, debuts Friday on Hulu. In a Q&A, Bon Jovi talks about his voice, his famous hair, the music industry and his work ethic. Answers have been edited for clarity and brevity. AP. The work you put in behind the scenes is like a quarterback in between football games. Are you still rehearsing at that intensity, and how are you now? Bon Jovi. I'm doing great. The record was easy to do. The process has been steady. Would I like it to be a light switch? Yeah, I said to the doctor, I want to flip the switch and be done with this. It's just not how it works. Like an athlete coming back from an ACL tear or whatever, it just takes time. The therapy is still intensive, and yet I'm confident that it gets progressively better. AP. We learn in the docuseries that your father was a barber. You've always been known for having good hair, especially in the 1980s. Does that come from your dad? Bon Jovi. Not in as much where he sat down and said, I've got this idea. Really, I was a byproduct of what was the 80s. Those were my baby pictures. I love laughing at them. Now, I can jokingly at least say, after 40 years of a career, I still have all my hair. That is a good thing. Genetics works in my favor. AP. Do you ever think about acting again? Bon Jovi. I do, on occasion. My day job then comes back to get in the way. In truth, I've got a big record coming out, and I'm hoping to go out on the road, so I don't have time for it. And I respect the craft far too much to think I'm going to walk on a set and hit my marks and call that acting. AP. Your work ethic stands out in, Thank You, Good Night. We see in the early days you would sleep at the music studio. Where does that come from? Bon Jovi. If you're not going to be great, the guy that's coming in tomorrow night is going to be better. This isn't a career that you should take lightly. There's a million other young guys that are waiting to take your spot. And there are no guarantees in this business. You have to win hearts in order to win people's hard-earned dollar. If you're asking them to stay with you for 4 decades, that's a task. You better be one of the greats or else good luck. AP. Richie Sambora is interviewed in the series. The fans love seeing him. Do you think you will ever perform together again? Bon Jovi. We never had a big falling out. He quit 10 years ago. It's not that we're not in contact or anything like that, but he was choosing to, as a single dad, raise his child. The door is always open if he wants to come up and sing a song. I mean, there's many of them that we co-wrote together. That's a great part of both of our lives. There's no animosity here. AP. A lot of musicians are selling their music catalog. Would you? Bon Jovi. For some, it makes sense because they need to. For some, it makes sense because they want to. I just find Bon Jovi's music to be my baby, and I have no desire at this juncture in my life to ever even consider it. AP. You're one of New Jersey's favorite sons, like Bruce Springsteen. It's a point of pride for New Jersey residents that you're from there, but you moved to Florida? Bon Jovi. Part-time. My license is still New Jersey. I still vote in New Jersey. AP. The music industry is such a singles market now. Did you ever consider just putting out some new songs and not an entire album? Bon Jovi. See, I'm the opposite. I can only put out an album. I do all I know how to do. I have to tell the complete story. It has to be the beginning, a middle and an end because that's who and what we are. AP. How do you describe the new album? Bon Jovi. What comes through is joy. My goal with this record was to capture joy, which for these last few years has been difficult, whether it's the dark cloud of COVID that the world experienced or my own personal journey. With this record, I think we captured joy. Read also, Springsteen returns to stage, concludes tour in BC in November.